Economic experts in the country have called on government to avoid risky investment in the oil and gas industry. This recommendation was made at a capacity building workshop for stakeholders in the oil and gas industry at Akosombo. Presenting a report on the workshop to the media in Accra, a research fellow at the Institute of Economic Affairs, John Kwachi, said the meeting was to discuss ways to promote transparency and accountability in the oil and gas industry. Jonathan Thompson has the details.
The workshop, which was under the theme Making Ghana's Oil and Gas Resources Count, brought together partners from the IEA, Center for International Private Enterprise, and Star Ghana. It was the second in a series of meetings meant to create an avenue for sensitization on key issues in the management of the country's oil resources. Briefing the media on the outcome of the workshop, Mr. John Kwachi said it was disclosed at the meeting that contract award processes in the industry are not being made known to the public and local firms. The participants, he said, also looked at whether local content should be by value addition or by the protection of local industries. Mr. Kwachi said one significant fact in managing the oil and gas industry is by ensuring transparency and accountability.
We are recommending that there should be more transparency in terms of providing information. In fact, Public Interest and Accountability Committee, when they issued their first reports, they also raised some of these issues, that we had not reached the full level of transparency and that some information which is expected to come into the public domain, you know, not all of it is available. And it's not only from the oil companies. Even GMPC, probably, even for the Bank of Ghana, Minister of Finance, and all of them. And IEA also undertook a similar study, you know, on transparency and accountability.
In the report, Mr. Kwachi outlined some recommendations which the stakeholders came up with to help boost the oil and gas industry. Key among these solutions are encouraging local participation, investing heavily in infrastructure, promoting security for the agricultural sector, and enhancing the vocational and technical skills of the youth to fit into the oil and gas industry.
Jonathan Thompson reporting.